Welcome to today's episode of Profitable Word by Reverend Francis W. Albing, Lead Pastor, The Keeper's House Chapel International. And now to today's word.
I want to speak to you about the God of wonders. The God of wonders. Praise the Lord. Tell someone our God is a wondrous God. God of wonders. Acts chapter 2 verse 19. And I will show wonders in heaven above and signs in the earth beneath, blood and fire and vapor of smoke. Next verse 20. The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before that great and notable day of the Lord come. Praise the Lord. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Praise the Lord. Please take your seat. The God of wonders. When you take the wondrous act of God from our walk with Him and our existence here on earth, God becomes just a figure of authority that is mystical and yet not realistic, that is possibly a symbolism of some characterization or construction, whether it's social construction, spiritual construction. And like many people would love for us to believe that Christianity is some kind of a colonial construction, or how do they call it, neo-colonial construction for the white man to continue to rule over the black man. I have never heard anything as stupid as that before, because the white man is still practicing Christianity. And so I think the white man still wants to rule the white man. And you know, any pastor you hear saying that thing, that means that in first place, that person is not born again in the first place, because they don't believe in Jesus Christ and they are not Christians in the first place. It doesn't matter the title they have. It does not matter whatever they are showing. But it clearly tells you that there are a lot of, it's not ignorance, it's all, there's a lot of occultism in the pulpit. And in the space of social media where people want to be popular, the social media is helping us to see people clearly. You know, by their fruit, you know them, because they need to be heard. It's making a lot of people tell us what they really are behind the scenes. And so Christ is the way, Christ is the truth, and Christ is life. And if the Bible is what gives a comprehensive account of Christ and the way he has to be followed, he has to be received and followed, then the Bible cannot be seen to be any kind of book as they are trying to construct it. This is the book of our faith. And in this Bible alone must Christianity be practiced. Anything that is being practiced beyond the Bible has gone into mysticism, has gone into all kinds of different kinds of doctrines that are not adhered to by Scripture. And with time, if you are practicing something that is not the faith of Jesus Christ, you will be found out. Because now even children are reading the Bible and can question. And I really thank God that the Bible is not hidden. I thank God that now we are learning that even elderly people can be wrong, especially when we confront falsehood with truth in a very respectable way. But for me, it's like someone sitting at the Supreme Court and saying that they don't believe in the constitution that they govern with. That constitution is what? You are non-existent. If you don't believe in the constitution of the country as a justice, then you cannot be a justice at all. So if you have the faith of Christ, and you believe that this faith in Christ is some form of neo-colonial agenda for the white man to continue to rule the black man, then you are lost. You are in the broad way, you are not in the narrow way. But for those of us whom they deem to be lost, even though we are in the narrow way, the Bible is still the word of God, the very authenticated word of God. And this is what will guide our lives. Praise the Lord. It's what will guide our lives. In my time, I have been very sad that even when it is clear that someone who is purported to be a pastor is not a pastor, we don't see, especially as long as the person has some media friends or media pronouncement. It looks like everything goes, you know, and if they are fortunate enough to have one or two visions that do come to pass, then they are really genuine men of God. But I believe that Bible will still be true that in our time we'll have a lot of fetish priests robed as pastors. Like, you know, the scriptures say that these are demons in the clothing of angels. These are goats in the clothing of sheep. And in our time, we should get ready to see much more. Tell somebody, get ready to see many, many, many more. Yeah, because we can be in this country and then someone can say that he can bring Christianity to an end by showing us a document. For me, that person can never, ever, it has no calling of God and is never a Christian. And whatever, is it the Bible you are going to use to prove that Jesus does not exist? Or to bring Christianity to an end, you have to prove that Jesus does not exist and is not real. That's all. If you can prove it, especially that you that is proving it, you will not die. Then we know that by your infallible nature, you have been able to prove that you are existentially interminable. And so we can believe in you. And when I look at people like that in the media space and in our Christian space, it's just a pity, because we still have these people who deeply believe in these things that they are saying. And it's not just a blip. It's not just a slip of tongue, but they believe it with everything they serve in their secret place. And I find it very offensive that in their error and in their deviation from the faith, they still have a lot of fellowship with people we see to be very genuine. And they call them brother. And they fraternize with them. But everything they do out there in the public, it's not a representation of Christianity. It's very, very offensive. You know. So, if you are a child of God, stick to the word of God. Stick to the Bible. Because in our time, we are people sitting on TV and they are trying to create, they say they are creating a move. Yes, so necromancy, what is it? Stargazing, sorcery, and all of that is being explained to be part of the Christian move, you know, in what is known to be church. And it's become like a very unregulated space, accepted norm in our time. So I believe also that in the midst of all these things, there will be credible voices, because not everyone is dining and sleeping with the devil. There are people who have Christ in them and who are proper representation of the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. Jesus warned, especially one of the confusing things in life is the fact that the warning Jesus gave is still relevant, that we can be in a situation where we enter into a dimension of fake wonders. Someone say fake wonders. I'm not hearing you at all. Say fake wonders. It's a realm. It's a realm where fake wonders will precede the coming of the Antichrist. Are you with me? Are you sure you are with me? It will precede the coming of the Antichrist. And I believe that the Antichrist is fully here. And we are already seeing his works. So if you look at Deuteronomy 13 verse 1 to 5, I'll come back to the scripture I read. It said, Deuteronomy 13, 1 to 5. It said, if there arise among you a prophet or a dreamer of dreams and give thee a sign or a wonder, he said, and the sign or the wonder come to pass, whereof he spake unto thee, saying, let us go after other gods, which thou hast not known, and let us serve them. Thou shalt not hearken unto the words of that prophet, or that dreamer of dreams. For the Lord your God proveth you, to know whether ye love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul. Verse 4. Ye shall walk after the Lord your God, and fear him, and keep his commandments, and obey his voice, and ye shall serve him, and cleave unto him. Verse number 5. It says that, and that prophet, or that dreamer of dreams, shall he put to death. Shall be put to death. Praise the Lord. I mean, these days, we cannot physically kill anybody. In the Old Testament, they were stoning them to death. He said, because he has spoken to turn you away from the Lord your God, which brought you out of the land of Egypt and redeemed you out of the house of bondage, which is Egypt, to thrust thee out of the way which the Lord thy God commanded thee to walk in, so that thou shalt put the evil away from the midst of you. So here we see that the Lord commands that there will be some manifestations that are like parallel to the manifestation of a man that God uses. A prophet who is giving a word, a prophet who is dreaming dreams. Are you here with me? He's dreaming dreams, he's prophesying, he's giving visions, he's giving things like that. He said, be careful, because the giving of all these things, the manifestation of all these things, does not still qualify the person to be a genuine servant of God. He says that if you have such a person, and he now begins to introduce you to other gods and their practices, what you have to do is that stone that person to death or kill that prophet. Because in the verse 5, he says that what not only is what the person doing evil, but that individual has become the evil in the midst of God's people. He said, he sought to thrust thee out of the way which the Lord thy God commanded thee to walk in, so thou shalt put the evil away from the midst of thee. And when he was talking about putting the evil away, he was talking about putting their practices and their person away. So in our time, we can't kill anybody physically because the laws of the land frowns on it and there's freedom of worship. But if you're a fetish priest and you come into Christianity, what we have to do is to thrust you away. And here, the killing or the stoning to death is the fact that we must ensure that we take that person out of business. We must ensure that we do not qualify that person as a priest of Christ. We must make sure that that ministry is dead in our eyes. And gradually, it's becoming very clear that some people under the cover of Christianity don't stand for Christ. They stand for something else. That's why we hear people talk about, we use incense to pray, we use candles to pray, we use all manner of this. It's coming out. And Jesus said, by their fruits, you shall know them. Are you with me? Yeah. So he said, let them be killed. Those ministries must not be patronized so that they won't be relevant. Because if you give a fake person voice, it will make sure that the generation doesn't know God. They don't know Jesus Christ. Are you here with me at all? So in our time, this is Old Testament, and he's saying that they're receiving a condition. Look at the verse 1. There's a condition that if there arise a dreamer or a prophet who does wonders amongst you, verse 2, and the sign or the wonder come to pass, whereof the person speak about, saying, let us go after other gods, which thou hast not known. Let us serve them. When that is so, don't follow the person. So, as for signs, they are signs. Whether a Christian is doing it or a fetish is doing it, they are signs. But you will know by the principles they operate with. It will tell you, follow Jesus Christ or follow their idols. Are you with me? Yeah, follow their idols. So, if you are a very naive child of God, you will think that authenticity is in the sign. But authenticity is not in the sign. Authenticity is in who is representing Christ genuinely, because they themselves are Christians and they stand for Christ as ambassadors of Christ and they are in the defense of the gospel. Praise the Lord. If it is not so, then they can never be authentic regardless of what they are wearing. In Matthew 24:24, there is the admonishment to prioritize Jesus Christ above all, because the devil can seduce believers with great wonders. I don't know why we started from here, but I think it's great that we start from here. In Matthew 24:24, for there shall arise false Christ and false prophet, and shall show great signs and wonders, in so much that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. There shall arise false Christ. That's why you see that somebody says that in a few years we'll be replacing their picture and they will be our Christ. False Christ. Praise the Lord. False Christ. And they keep coming. In America, they come all the time. All the time. Not only false Christ. Now, if Christ himself can have negative duplicates, false duplicates. You know, you can have original duplicate, but this one is false duplicate. Then imagine all the other ministries. He said, prophets too can have false prophets. I mean, in the Bible, there are false teachers, are false pastors. The Bible calls them hirelings. Are you here with me? Yeah, it's a false prophet. And I dare say that there are people in the keeper's house who are still here and they still follow after false prophets. False prophets, false teachers. And no matter the teaching of truth they hear, forget. They are addicted to the falsehood, and falsehood they will follow. May the Lord deliver you in Jesus' name. May he deliver us so that we will not know it is you. May the Lord deliver us. Say amen. Amen. So that we are all delivered. Sometimes I'll be surfing the social media and then I meet somebody that I knew was a very correct Christian, sitting somewhere that they ought not to sit. Wow. And in our time, what has even given false prophet a lot more pronouncement has been some of our notable Christian leaders allowing space around them. And it's like some of them have an addiction for spiritism, addiction for whatever makes these people attractive to them. What it has done is that it has marketed these false people in a good light in the eyes of Christian followers. And so if he is with Pastor Francis, if he is with Pastor so-so and so, then it's easier, it's okay for me to follow. You know, so false prophets will thrive, because I don't know what is making them attractive to some of our notable figures in the country, but the Lord will deliver his children. False prophet, and they shall show great signs and wonders. False prophets will show great signs and wonders. So tell somebody that be careful about wonders. They are good, but be careful where you are getting them from. One more time. Tell somebody be careful where you are getting them from. I don't know. Am I preaching? Yeah, great signs and wonders. You know, sometimes when we come to church, it's not just about receiving for your personal life. It's also about in defense of the gospel and being a knowledgeable Christian, study to show yourself approved. The disciples went to Jesus and said, show us the signs of the end times. It was not for them to do anything, and it was just for them to know that these are the signs. We have to know, because we are the ambassadors of Christ. We are representing Jesus. Praise the Lord. So you ought to know. Tell somebody you have to know. Because this faith, you must pass it on to your children. And you cannot pass this faith on to your children if you are ignorant. A practically ignorant believer is likely to raise ignorant children who will never know the truth of God's word. So, question is, can false prophet also perform great signs and wonders? Yo. It says that in so much that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. The very elect. So that's why I am surprised, but God is not surprised. Jesus is not surprised that somebody who is a Christian can sit under a false prophet. Somebody who is a Christian can sit under a false teacher. Somebody who is a Christian can... So sometimes, if you are not careful, you will insult the congregation of a false prophet. But the scriptures are clear that if it were possible, and I dare say that in our time, to some degree, it's been possible for the very elect, some of them, to be deceived under false prophet, operating under the pretense of genuine men of God. Say mercy, Lord. One more time, say mercy, Lord. Sometimes you really don't have a choice. You will be somewhere and then a false person will enter there. But when you have a choice to decide whether to have a relationship or not, that one is your personal choice. You can't determine what happens in a space, but you can determine the kind of spaces you enter, especially when you know what is there. If you are here, say, I'm here. Praise the Lord. So Jesus himself is talking, and he's showing us that in the end times, there can be false wonders. If a false prophet is doing wonders, then it's a false wonder. It tells you that the source is not correct. And you see, the danger of this is that people can change their public operation, but it's difficult to change your private operation or your source. So these days, it's very easy that if you go on the internet, you can get Bishop Oyedepo's messages on his podcast, YouTube, and you can really preach a good message. And in your room, bow down to Buddha. In your room, bow down to... Do you understand? Yeah, so you see that the source is different from the message. Like Jesus said, their mouth glorify me, but their heart is different. Yeah, and if you are a false person and you are smart, you can come to my podcast, collect messages and preach. It will look nice. Yeah, and then you go and do your sacrifices with the devil. And then nobody will even bother to think that you are fake until the Lord himself, you know, reveals who you are. And the thing is like pregnancy. You cannot fake it forever. Some way, somehow, I'm telling you, your fruit will have to give you out. Some way, somehow. Praise the Lord. Yeah, so that's the danger. Sometimes we are calling for so much correction of people's practices in the public domain. But the real problem is their source. It is difficult to correct a fake prophet who has made a covenant with the devil. If you are saying that person should be corrected, you don't know what you are talking about. Because no Muslim cleric is going to change my faith in Christ. And no traditional worshiper is going to change my faith in Christ. When we have prophets who have gone to cut a covenant with the devil and operating in Christendom, simple mentoring and advice will not change them. They need an encounter. So when you are talking about call them to your office and talk to them and talk, what are you going to do? How many fathers have been able, and you that is talking, which fake prophet have you been able to talk to change? The thing is on their lives. Are you going to convert the devil? Can't convert the devil. That's why when it's time, it is God himself who kills them. And everyone will die. But God himself is the one who kills them. There used to be one witch in Africa, in this Nigeria here, just our doorstep. Even some very notable men of God thought of him to be a very genuine prophet. But he was a witch, a wizard. And you know, sometimes we mix it. We mix literacy with this. It has nothing to do with that. Because if somebody caught the vision on a mountain, and the person wants to come to town to operate, you should learn that human beings are in town, or else you should stay on the mountain. You caught the grace in the forest. If you are coming to minister to human beings, learn what it takes to minister to human beings, or else stay in the bush. Prophet don't have monopoly of making foolish, you know, things and thinking that it's like only prophet have the monopoly of being ignorant. How? You are a prophet, so you have to be ignorant. The Bible is there now. Say you are a prophet, you can't read. Go and do adult education and learn how to read in your language. Because it is the Bible that says, study to show yourself approved. Unto God, not even unto the congregation, unto God. So if somebody says he's a prophet and he's not reading the Bible, what kind of spirit is the person going to be operating with? He's only operating by the voice they hear. Wow, I heard a voice. No wonder everything is about direction and what should be done and blah, 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 blah. No wonder. If you can't read English, you can be taught to read in your ether, in your chi, in your whatever, and the Bible has been transcribed. I don't know if I'm speaking or I'm dancing here. Don't hold brief for anybody. It's like when somebody has a spiritual gift, it's synonymous to foolish behavior. And we should accommodate it until they waste a lot of people's lives. We can't hold brief again. Do you know how long the prophetic has been here with us? It's been as long as Christianity has been here with us. Miracles have been here with us as long as Christianity has been here with us. If people cannot defend Christ, we should not defend people who are not defending Christ. Jesus came. Look at his practices. And people are using his name to practice anyhow. And we are holding brief for them that it is ignorance. How is that possible? May you not fall into the hand of somebody doing false wonders in Jesus' name. One day, one of them was following Apostle Paul and was making noise. He was a wizard. That sorcerer was somebody's project, somebody's business. Because of sorcery and wizardry in church, people now say church is a business. Because no genuine man of God is selling a wonder to you. We have been here. We have been here. When did we collect money from you to pray for you? Or collect money from you because you had a testimony and you have to come and pay something? When? No genuine pastor is interested in that. I know sometimes poverty and hunger can make some people behave some way, but man, stop it. Somebody says, stop it. You have to be in a proper church, oh, and serve Christ. Let me stay on this course and put some more. Because I saw an AI. Sometimes you see people have money, you don't even know the source. We talk about ritual money. It's so bad. We can't talk about false prophet. If you are defending false prophet, you yourself, you are becoming false. So your job is not to defend false prophet. Mark 13:22. It said, for false Christ and false prophets shall rise and shall show signs and wonders to seduce, if it were possible, even the elect. It's a seduction. It's what? A seduction. And you know, a seductress plies on your need for something. You have need for sex. I'm going to show you breast. Polished. And the thing they do in your eyes. In your eyes. And you'll be following like a sheep led to the slaughter. We'll paint the eye one kind way. We'll do you seductive eye. All of a sudden, you'll forget the name of Jesus. Because there is something in you that responds to that kind of a thing. It's not necessarily sinful that you are an adult and you respond to sex, you respond to all these things, but it's the legitimacy of it that is in question when it comes to who the seductor or seductress is. So he's saying that The same way that a young man has need for sex, and a beautiful lady who has an agenda can use their beauty and the sex as a tool to get you in bed and take your strength. That's how a false prophet can use signs and wonders, because you have need for it. Are you here at all? You have even a faith that responds to signs and wonders. So it's easier for you to be baited or hooked. I was watching the first debate between Kamala Harris and Donald Trump. The woman just saw the need of Trump to talk anyhow. So he just be setting bait. He'll go and talk about immigration right now, about Mexicans. Pam, Trump has entered there. You say they are eating cats and pets. Pam, he has entered there. And the woman is talking policy. By the time they finish, Trump never talked policy. Bait. It's difficult to bait someone who has no need for that thing you are using as a bait. So we have need for signs and wonders, testimonies, the supernatural. We crave for it. So when there is a false Christ or false prophet in our midst, the chances that that person or entity will succeed is very, very high. Very high. So you have a lot seducing, even with the use of generosity. And this wizard in Africa used a lot of generosity to buy the trust of a lot of people. And he was a wizard. Seduced societies. I remember when one of our presidents was getting closer to some entity like that in one of the African countries. The country where the entity belonged to, they were afraid for Ghana. That calamity will come. Look, Bible says we should not judge. Bible also says we should test our spirit. When the test is clear, it's no longer judgment. It's declaring what is truth and what is falsehood. What is genuine and what is not genuine. When the test is clear. You have a fetish priest in Ghana traveling to Holland around December to organize a watch night program for Ghanaian migrants and their friends in the name of that one. Is it judgment? Is it condemnation? Are you judging? It's clear like day and night that people are lost if they are following that kind of a thing. Seduction all the way. Big programs, fake people are inviting genuine people to that platform. It's seduction. It's seduction. Because they have seen that people have need for big platforms. So they will give you the big platform to whatever. It's seductive. And we are doing community, whatever. How can you even go into certain things? Like, wow. If it were possible, and it's been possible with some people. Have you seen the way you are angry with me? Because some of the midnight prophets, some of them making you go naked, you know, pray one kind of prayer. It's like, the thing is very powerful, pa. You like mysteries. And chibia, you'll be suspending in the air. Better say, shifu. Hey, tashan. Seduction. In our generation, don't follow the facade. Because beauty is attractive. Excellence is attractive. Come necromancers who have learned how to preach, who are doing a lot of generosity, who are clean branding. Yeah. Branding can deceive you. So seductive. Before, when they were not branded, you could see them raw. But this time around, the branding has taken away the visibility of fakery. So, if you are not spiritual, and you can't use your mind to test spirit. Yeah, your spirit has to be well situated for you to be able to test spirit. And that is why you and I must get closer to the Holy Spirit and to the Bible, the Word of God. But we wake up, we go. We get up, we have no attention for the Word. We get up, we have no attention for our devotional life. We get, and yet we want to see wonders. What you will see will be fake. What you will see will be fake. You'll be hearing voices. which is not the voice of the Holy Spirit. That's why sometimes you are confused. They say, oh, let's go here, let's go here, let's go here, let's go here. And you are confused. At this level of our Christianity, it cannot be let's go here and there. That's somebody at this level. You have to be stable. You have to be stable. Because you are the elect of God. Praise the Lord. Is God talking to somebody here at all? Okay, put your hands together. Let's move on. Praise the Lord. 2 Thessalonians 2:8-10. Some will use friendship to seduce us into fakeness. And then shall that wicked be what? Revealed. You see that wicked is in caps. It's talking about a particular entity whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. Even him whose coming is after the working of Satan with all power and signs and lying wonders. It's talking about the Antichrist. He's going to come with the power of Satan. Please, let's go back to verse 9. With the powers, I'm taking my time. He's going to come after the working of Satan. How does Satan work amongst men? He is darkness and he operates as an angel of light. Deception, lies. After the working of Satan with all power and signs and lying wonders. The major thing will be contending with in the end time will be deception. It will be what? Deception. Your situation can deceive you to lose yourself in the faith. That's after the working of Satan. I need this. I have need for this. Why has this thing delayed? Why don't I have this? Now, when you are in a genuine place, the question will be, if God is there, why have I not gotten it? If God is there, why has this happened to me? Let me tell you, if we would die, then anything at all can happen to us. Here on earth, if God is with me, wow. If God is with me, are you kidding me? If God is with me, why is my cholesterol killing me? And I pray that and it's not coming. You ought to have stopped chewing that pork at night. You ought to have stopped. And you may be away, we are see high handsome. Oh, num coke na na you can also munchime. Mammy Jimmy, I wish you can go over the bar. Diabetes, then you want Jimua. Say, oh, maybe recommunion, my need to accord. Yamia dominate too quiet than us. Yes, I had the insulin. So we have our choice, we make choices in a certain way, and then we begin to put the burden on the Lord. And when you have need for it, then you begin to follow lies. You begin to trigger lies, like lies. You want power to, you know, because when you refuse to go by the wisdom of God, then you want to force things with power. You want to force things with wonders. You want to, are you here at all? And because the Lord says it's by faith and patience, and you too, you don't have patience. You don't actually don't have time. So you jump where they can do it for you, like priority. You know, so quick visa. Quick food, express ticket, everything is quick, hot and quick. Look at the next verse. Lying wonders, and with all deceivableness, of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth, that they might be what? Saved. Deceivableness of unrighteousness. If there is something this generation should be very careful about, is deception and wonders. Because our faith is so high that sometimes we don't care how we position the faith to receive. The knowledge of God abounds. Word is preached everywhere. The ufa of faith na is a cup. Now they are called so we say we ka krumbu umbu ka krungu mama. We sumbu ka krungu mama. We sumbu ka krungu mama. We sumbu ka krungu mama. Yeah, because as long as you have faith, you want to transact everywhere. Tell somebody you are not permitted to transact everywhere. Not at all. Not at all. You are believing God for the fruit of the womb. Then they will come and say, we know some herbalist there. When you hear herbalist, it's not bad. It's just somebody who is skilled in using herbs. But when you probe, you will find out that the person is not herbalist. Evangelist. Herba prophet. I remember when we gave birth to one of our kids. I don't know whether the first one or the second one. Child was crying. There was some lump in the breast. I don't know. I don't remember which one. And they said that, oh, we opening this. Oh, yeah, then. So they brought one man like that. When the man came into our house, he was blowing alcoholic fumes. I watched him with one eye. I said, okay, no problem. And when he came into the room, I thought he was coming to press the child or something, blah, blah, blah. Or the name, sub bob by home, 1, 2, 3. I said, Papa, pee, 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 pee. What is the correlation between what is happening to this little child, this small lamb that is there, which as is growing will leave the body, and beating the wall and doing an incantation? You would have been quiet for that nonsense to touch your child because deceivableness of unrighteousness. You are desperate for result. So you don't care how the result comes. Wonders, powerful. We are, Isaiah 8:18 says that we are for signs and wonders. But it's a major trap into the pit, especially if you're a desperate person. And this generation is a very desperate generation. Very desperate. Even where we have to work to produce what the promise has given us, we want it to drop from the air. It has to be supernatural. The one you watch in movies. Wham. Yes. But some of them is going to come by the vehicle of working. So the Bible says that a working of what? Wonders. Working of what? Miracles. You have a promise, you work it out. How do you work it out? Hebrews 6, I think 12, it says that you do it by faith and what? By patience. By faith and by what? Patience. You also pray. You pray. You work. Put yourself to work. God says he's going to give you, make you a wonder to your generation. He's going to make you a trillionaire or zillionaire. You need to work. You can't sleep in your room, fast forever and become that. Even though the fasting is important. But you will see more of God's work when you step on the field. Praise the Lord. Tell somebody, step out. I can't hear you. Tell somebody, step out. Work on it. Tell someone, work on it. You are praying for the marriage, but be working on it. You are praying for the childbirth, but be working on it. If you have to see a doctor and you are praying, see the doctor. Some of the infection, the doctor will tell you that, Charlie, stop using it. The UTI is too much. It teach you one or two sanitary stuff. It will help you every time you have UTI. Doctor must help you stop it so that your system can rest. And you can get pregnant. Or else, some people will not even go to the hospital. You say, I don't believe in it. I don't believe in hospital. I don't believe. Hey, it's part of the wonders. And young one say, Inipa nyamia bono. Utumia me nipa nyansama niti nipa nase. You are sick now. They have gone to put you in a garden. As if you are tomato or you are a pepper. And when you are dying, they will move you from the garden to Kolebu. Look at someone say, there are some crying. Desperation. So desperate, so stubborn, so deceived, so perverted a generation we are. But Christ is light. Christ is truth. The truth is not burdensome. Light is not difficult to navigate. Praise the Lord. When it is becoming when you are in your head, know that you are entering the street of deceit. Because Jesus is never complicated. Praise the Lord. Last Friday I was praying for someone. And you see the way the revelation came and I described where this person got this jewelry from. You could see that I knew what I was talking about. But we didn't have to do rituals to pacify that person from the contamination of that jewelry. Now, after being in the keeper's house or being in the body of Christ for a long time, you are still open to some rituals in the name of Akwanchere. And that has become the way you live. Everything must be ritual. You cannot be redeemed. When you are frustrated and you are asking yourself questions, the questions you ask yourself is a pointer to the height of your desperation and how liable you are to deception. If Christ will not give you, don't have it. And still feel okay in Christ. Still feel okay. Because he gives us daily bread. He's been good to us. He's been kind to us. You have one child. Another is not coming. You have tried scientifically. with prayer is still not working. Will you kill yourself? Man, will you kill yourself? And I call about Kume Pao, my yaya, I mean to me, and then, fetish priest being what that free. No better free because we are desperate. Some of us send you Munya Butre. That you want to do, and then now bet what to go collect. Go collect what to pa. Akwa ni abutre ma ose kwa okwasia na waba no ma one time premium okwa ochina so udi esia nyansa. Tell someone I'm for signs and wonders, but I'll get it by faith. Tell someone I'll get it by faith. One more time, say by faith, by faith. I think we can do some 5 more minutes of faith, isn't it? Let's do five. Clap your hands for the Lord. We have to learn how to tarry. In Acts chapter 6 verse 8 we see the connection between wonders and faith and power. He said that Stephen, full of faith and power, did great wonders and miracles among the people. He was full of what? I can't hear you. Talk to me. He was full of what? Faith and power. Put your name there. Say Francis. Full of faith and power. So when you have faith, you will produce power. Faith is the power of God to do wonders. A Christian cannot have power if they don't have faith. Jesus equated power to faith when his disciples were on water with him and the storms arose against them, and he stood to demonstrate power. He told them, he said, ye of little faith. That's it. You don't have faith, you will not have power. I have power because I have faith. So you go for faith to demonstrate power. And one of the products of power is wonders. It's miracles. Praise the Lord. Foundation first before superstructure. If you are going for wonders, you are going for miracles, and you are not interested in faith, you can't produce it. Because the raw material for miracles and wonders is faith. It's what? And if the foundation be destroyed, the righteous can do nothing. You want to see wonders, you need to build faith. And how does that faith come? It comes by hearing, and hearing again and again and again and again by the word of God. Build your faith in the word, not in the wisdom of men, not in the practices of men, but first and foremost in the word of God. Praise the Lord. Stephen, full of faith. May you be full of faith in Jesus' name. Full of faith and power. He did great wonders. Did he die? Yes. Was it a beautiful death? No. So even when you are a child of God, you are great, you are doing blah, 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 blah. Based on God's plan, some things can happen in your life. Hello? Come on now, talk to me. Hello? If Stephen, full of faith and power, doing great wonders, must he die by stone, being stoned? Jesus himself, how did he die? Was it a beautiful death? Why you? Why is it that everything that happens to you must be beautiful? And if it is not beautiful, then it is like God has failed. Then you get angry, then you get down, then you lose your faith, you backslide. By the time you come back, because in our mind, we have not accepted that the faith that we have been given is to help us fight the battles of this life. He said, put on the whole armor that you'll be able to withstand. Fight the good fight of faith. It's a fight. When your marriage breaks down, God has not finished. When you lose your job, God has not died. It's a fight. Praise the Lord. Tell somebody it's a fight. Change your mind. Tell somebody it's a fight. Change your mind. It's a fight. The man was full of faith. You can have faith and still be having troubles around you. But the faith will help you to negotiate your way out of the trouble without destroying yourself. Praise the Lord. Come on now, praise the Lord. One more time, praise the Lord. Faith helps you to keep yourself sane when what you are believing God for, what you have been promised, is delaying. Yes, I will bet you. That's why one of the elements of that faith is hope. Praise the Lord. So that even though you have not seen the substance, you can still have hope in Christ.
that as long as there is life, there is still the possibility by faith. Even if medicine says no possibility, there's still the possibility by faith. And that's why those of us who have faith, we believe until the end. Praise the Lord. We believe in what? We don't believe in what we are trusting of. We believe in Christ and his power until the end. It is at the end that we will know that we didn't get. And we should have the knowing when we have crossed. But here, dear, we are with Christ forever.
Is God talking to someone now? Come on now. Is God talking to someone? Is it possible that, you know, sometimes when I preach this, it's like I'm opening some dangerous something. Is it possible that God will have a plan for two people to be married and children are not part of the equation? It's possible. Oh, it's highly possible. It's highly possible. So if you don't have children, don't feel cursed. It's also not a sign of your lack of faith. Because the one who has plenty children didn't need plenty faith to have those children. Some of them have given birth to children that they didn't plan for. It's what it is. The devil can lie to us. You see, it is for this lying that devil took Jesus to the pinnacle of the temple to show him, because the easiest way to be deceived is to see things. Is to see what? Not just that, the glory of things, the splendor of things. How beautiful it is to have children. How beautiful it is to have cars, houses, or what society has defined as. As if my mina one woman and yamin shrano. One woman so a shank of for bear 10. Emma, my nipa. Are you here at all? A bean so I would 10. And when you know I am robbers. And me and you and one are blessed. You're following society. That's why if you are a Christian, you are a believer in Christ, your definitions must not come from tradition. Your definitions must come from the Bible. That's the real successful life. You are pregnant, you lose a pregnancy, it's like, hey, look at someone and say, hey, be careful. Be steady, tell someone, be steady. One more time, tell someone, be steady. And then Yamina went some, and then Yamina went some, Ubwa, who are some? Yamibe any obey. But if it does comes out, you go again by faith. Press in. Bible says we press in. We do what? We press in. Press in. Don't allow some negativity to redefine your faith, though. And many people lose their faith because of occurrences, experiences. And when you are talking to them, they are talking experience. The Bible we read, the people God inspired to write, or whose lives were written about, they didn't have the Bible like we have. They experienced things not knowing even where they were physically going. Their hope was just in Christ. You and I, we have it all put together. And yet, see us. No wonder the Lord did not bring us in those years where they wrote the Bible, because there would have been no Bible. Because Sanya yet dream. And the Bible no cry. Crucify me upside down. No way. Johnny, how could I make you change that? Until then, I'm sure I have his uncle for we. I'm from 2024 version and model. Gen Z. Yeah. Generation. Afa. Ebefa. Afa kura da da. Slayer. Say you na yes. Na unko awa kwa ni misi. Unko awa sem na yekana. Whether the devil likes it or not, but there are wonders in Christ. There are what? And when we have faith, we shall receive those wonders. Clap your hands and receive it. Are you blessed? Sure you are blessed? Are you very, very sure you are blessed? Romans 15, 16 and 19. Romans 15, 16 to 19. Stood it. Praise God. It says that I should be the minister of Jesus Christ to the Gentiles, ministering the gospel of God, that the offering up of the Gentiles might be acceptable, being sanctified by the Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord. Next verse, please. 16. We read 16. This is 17. I have therefore whereof I may glory through Jesus Christ in those things which pertain to God. For I will not dare to speak of any of those things which Christ has not wrought by me, to make the Gentiles obedient by word and deed. Verse 19 says that through mighty signs and wonders, by the power of the Spirit of God, so that from Jerusalem and round about unto Illyricum, I have fully preached the gospel of. Can we read it in the message? He said, in the message, he said, this priestly and gospel work of serving the spiritual needs of the non-Jewish considers so they can what? Be presented as an acceptable offering to God, made whole and holy by God's Holy Spirit. Verse 17 says that, looking back over what has been accomplished and what I have observed, I must say I am most pleased in the context of Jesus Christ. In the context of what? These days we are doing a lot of things, not in the context of Jesus Christ. But the wonders you are seeking must be in the context of Jesus Christ. If it's outside that purview, you are in dangerous grounds. So in the context of Jesus Christ, I'd even say proud, but only in that context. Only in that context. I have no interest in giving you a chatty account of my adventures. Only the wondrously powerful and transformingly present words and deeds of Christ in me that triggered a believing response among the outsiders. Something triggered a believing in you. So the faith will trigger the wonders of Christ, and the wonders of Christ will trigger faith in you. That's why we share testimonies in the context of Christ. Praise the Lord. Come on now, praise the Lord. So that testimony will trigger faith in you, and faith will now trigger more wonders also in you. It's too powerful. So as I'm preaching, you should be building faith. Praise the Lord. Isaiah 8:18, look at it. Isaiah 8:18, it says that I stand my ground and hope. I and the children God gave me as signs to Israel, warning signs and hope signs from God of the message. Behold, I and the children whom the Lord has given me are for what? Signs and for what? Wonders in Israel from the Lord. We are for signs and wonders. Whether you are for warning or whatever. But signs and wonders are in your bosom as a child of God. Are you here? Am I talking to somebody who is going to experience signs and wonders? This month of November, may you experience the wonders of Christ. That amen can be louder than it is now. Wherever you tend to, let the wonders of Christ meet you. And by faith, in the context of Christ, may whatever Christ has promised to give you, may it become a manifestation in your life. You will never lose or miss what Christ has promised to give you. By faith, may you see manifestation. In the mighty name of Jesus, may you see manifestation. That amen is louder, and by faith, receive it in Jesus' name. Receive it. Praise the Lord. I have faith in Christ that when I pray, He hears me. When I decree, light shines on my path. You to come to that level, that because the greater one lives in you, I believe, and when I pray, I see result. Praise the Lord. And if the result has not come, I still believe that it will come. I only need patience because it will come. I keep telling you that food has not cooked, or that food has not been served, does not mean that cooking is not happening. The mindset, your faith must define your mindset. Sometimes we abandon partners we should stick with. I believe in God for children. And we jano. Oh my man, my pressure. Oba on to me, oba. Na be on to me one's way. Me say, let us stop problematizing wives and women in marriage. Be manu wo low sperm count dia. Musi yent now. Oba ne dia. See, giant would be fi village breno. No ba ne dia omo de be man fi village breno enye won. Like, what kind of society is this? Christians are no longer Christians. Obani, they are very easy to discard.
abema ne dia na akoye so oba ne bre ne ho ase se abema ne dia so oba ne bre ne ho ase na se oba ne na bibi atoche ma dia de obe hu ma dan in law no oba kura wo nji akura wa ba ne ba fie o di attitude ne nam abei sam kwa. And meanwhile, we married in the faith, and yet, asemba, we don't regulate it with the faith. We just jump into tradition outside the context of Christ. And kola here, but anya nungwanti na yewari. Praise the Lord! Just spoil the whole society with traditional thinking, very skewed thinking, never balanced. Women are not seen as human beings. May say, if we stop problematizing women in marriage for 1 year, this world will be a very balanced and sweet world to live. Biafa buano di abo obati. I say, go and make say, ma koko phone ni na cry abeifo. Forgive. Information will be asked you. How can the complexion of someone be the determinant of their spirituality? A debe mentality koreni. Ma koko ni njina afia poase. Amu ya mami watama. Ubwa. Nyano kreda. Nyano kreda. Ubwa. Ubwa. If you heard any prophet saying that is a ritualist, it's not a servant of God. Enti abrofuni njina anso. Amu ya abifu amao. No, these are some of the, you know, demonic things that made them. To some years ago, they were sacrificing albinos in some part of the world and all of that. Somebody has deficiency or something. I'm a new year, whatever it is. And I don't know. We're a hunted breed. Wow. And there are still Christian leaders who follow this kind of line. Because you were a malam and you converted, and from time to time you go into your malamship and you play in between. You are like Balaam. At one point in time, you're a prophet of God. At another time, you are a prophet of divination. If you are dimpe, then you go to your old practices. When you hear some of that country, they give you malam pepe pe, and otia sorry, malam pepe pe. Praise the Lord. Today you are going to pray that you will not be deceived by the seduction of wonders, because one of the saddest things in this life is when you have something that has been given to you. And then you go ahead to be deceived by the attraction of that thing because it's external. I'm saying that we have Christ in us that makes us doers of wonders, signs, and miracles. It is very sad that this potential we have in us in Christ will still be the reason why some of us will enter into hell. Because you are it's attracted to you because on the external with the agility sa kukosa kwashe e kantainas e brunti ya chia humane e duyanoma kantaina pa with the brunti sa am wako uran kwaim. Meanwhile, you will lay hands on the sick, they will recover. Are you here at all? Say, I have it. One more time, say, I have it. Stretch one side, will be in June, do on jump and say, I have it. I have this thing. I have this anointing because Christ is in me. I have it. I have it in me. I'm not going to chase it. I have it. I'm not going to chase it. You yourself, you are the production house. Don't chase it. Jesus never chased it, he just produced it. He's at a party, he's sitting there. Could must you be on the mountain to do it? No. You must have Jesus in you. Are you here at all? And the Bible says, "Yo, ensure no, ensana sa ensure ofensure bra, pa 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 pa." You don't need acrobatics. Open magic, do everything like somebody is coming to do it. It's like, wow, wow. And you say, "Kasi kasi kasi sanya." And what you are now? So you be wondering, "Hey, are they we made to me how you been?" Because only a calm. We are ya she benihin. Unso wo calmness no, it's still possible to produce. You be an a bombay or gyrated to say Pastor Francis. The power is not in the style. Power is in the name. If you pray in my name, you pray by faith. Praise the Lord. You will never be deceived in Jesus' name. I want us to pray. This prayer is dear to me. It's dear to my heart. Lift your hands. Say, Father, I thank you for the opportunity to hear your voice and to hear your word. I pray right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you for the faith in Christ Jesus. I want you to spend some time. Thank God for your faith. Faith in Christ. Thank him for faith. Thank him. Open your mouth. Open your mouth. Thank the Lord. Father, we thank you. Father, we bless you. Thank you for faith in you. Thank you for faith in Christ. Thank you that you are living inside of me. Thank you that you are living inside of me. Thank you that you are living inside of me. It says that if it were possible, the very elect will be deceived. Pray to God. Say, Father, I pray for your spirit. I pray for your alertness. I pray that you empower me, that I will not be deceived by the deceivableness of unrighteousness and by the deception of false prophets, false teachers. Say, deliver me from deception, the deception of Satan. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Parasoya etelikle sompe mentonikle beso esula klapasa elekwasitele melende koshalapaya eleko sopreri maru sepreno kilato sepre sakwala katese imparu sepreya zakalabatosia esole klepese kolaso predika Esonte le meleko sepredi e shakala bahata itole klosi preno kestentole ehe edule klezunte broni sekledos irako seprenu kulasa elo seprekisto la pari salabata kleso lepe. I refuse to be desperate. I refuse to be desperate. Open your mouth. Father, I refuse to be anxious. I refuse to be desperate. I refuse to be anxious. I refuse to be desperate. I receive the grace to stand my ground. Not to be anxious, not to be desperate. My God, Zakola Para Santa. Come on now, lift your hands and pray. I step into the realm of signs and wonders. I step into the realm of power. Father, I pray, let there be a demonstration of your power in my life. Open your mouth and pray. Release demonstration of your power, signs and wonders on every side. Etelia makuse periaso. Itoro secleto sapa adile colasu tele mareso entele caperesse etole cleperesse telebe ecora sopere de des etole mrele capesete itola claparasata atonda le caparose insolike prenusende estonda la clatusa astonda la cara azile keleso esele telebe isokleto labrede enteli kelese ele para suta edula maraka. Let the power flow. Let the power flow. Now come on, lift your voice. Bible say you will decree a thing and it shall be established. Can you open your mouth now? Whatever you want God to do for you, open your mouth and decree it. Open your mouth and declare it. Decree a thing, it shall be established. Jesus told the sick, rise up and walk. And they rose and walked. He spoke to the blind, receive your sight. And they received it. Open your mouth right now. Speak to your life. Speak to your business. speak to your body. Speak to that mountain. Let it be moved. Sotelima lokoseya. Itelebelegede. Whatever you want to see, begin to speak to it. In this November, in this month of wonders, let there be wonders. Speak. Let the wonders happen. Speak. Shekola paya. Ilekwete kesete. Are you speaking to it? I speak that financial doors are open. I speak that marital doors are open. I speak that doors are open of their own accord. Mekora solia. Wherever I go, I speak for favor. Open your mouth and speak. Let there be favor. Favor is released. Favor is released. Favor is released. Elekoteli matoya. Isukwele parosa. Hey, shada la baba. Open your mouth, prophesy. I walk in favor this man. I walk in favor. I walk in favor. Protocols will be set aside to my advantage. Open your mouth. I walk in favor. Whatever God has given me, I will not lose it. Father, by your power, sustain. You are able to keep. Father, keep. You are able to grow. Father, grow. You are able to sustain. Father, sustain. Lepana sila itelike peya elete telemete santelebe. You have the finisher's grace. Whatever I have started, I will finish well. I will finish well. I will end this year on a high. I will finish well. Parasotelemete. Parasotelemede. Sutala kapa. Etelemele kepe. Isole keparia. Azelemele koteze. Iswakele predia. Elekele keteya. Ashalamatatalaba. Ekletelemele kete. Seleparose.
Be a part of our family on social media at the Keeper's House Chapel International. Visit us at the Testimony Arena, Jifamco Junction, Medina Estate. You can also follow Reverend Francis Albing on all social media platforms. God bless you.